We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. Last week, I watched a 70-year-old woman at the DMV get rejected by facial recognition software 3 times. She had no idea why the machine kept saying verification failed.
That's exactly what we're dealing with, this massive comprehension gap. I've been developing frameworks for critical AI literacy, and the first thing I discovered, we can't start with how AI works. We need to start with how it affects people's daily lives.
Tell me about that discovery process.
I was running a workshop at a community center trying to explain machine learning. Total disaster. Eyes glazed over within minutes. Then one participant said, "I don't care how it works. I just want to know why my insurance premium doubled after I posted about my back pain on Facebook."
That's the entry point right there. In my media literacy work, I've completely restructured how we approach AI. Instead of starting with what is an algorithm, we start with, have you noticed your YouTube recommendations getting weird? Miguel, you've been tracking AI-generated content in media. What patterns are you seeing? The sophistication is accelerating faster than public understanding. Last month, we had a completely AI-generated local news story go viral in our community. Not a single person questioned it until the supposed reporter turned out to never have existed. As someone who covers tech, I'm seeing deliberate obfuscation everywhere. Companies wrap their AI systems in layers of technical jargon specifically to prevent public understanding. I interviewed a developer who admitted they're instructed to make documentation technically accurate but practically incomprehensible. That's a serious allegation. Can you elaborate? I have internal memos from 3 major tech companies. They explicitly state that user-facing explanations should avoid clarity about data collection and decision-making processes. One memo actually used the phrase strategic ambiguity. This hits my library patrons every single day. Yesterday, a man came in because his loan application was rejected by an AI system. He wanted to understand why, but the rejection letter was 3 pages of meaningless technical terms. No human could parse what actually happened to his application.
That's intentional disempowerment. When people can't understand the systems making decisions about their lives, they can't challenge them.
As a parent, this terrifies me. My 13-year-old is using AI tools I don't understand. She's asking ChatGPT for homework help, using filters that completely change her appearance, engaging with recommendation algorithms designed to be addictive. How am I supposed to guide her when I'm lost myself? David, that generational divide is crucial. What specific challenges are you facing? Last week, my daughter showed me how she's been using AI to write essays. Not copying. She calls it collaborating. I wanted to talk about ethics and learning, but I realized I don't even understand what the tool is actually doing with her prompts. That's where we need differentiated literacy approaches. Kids need to understand manipulation and critical thinking. Parents need to understand oversight and guidance. Seniors need to understand scams and accessibility. But here's what makes me angry. The burden of understanding is entirely on individuals. Companies deploy these systems with zero responsibility for making them comprehensible. Let's dig into specific domains. Luis, what are you seeing in financial AI literacy? Complete disaster. People come to the library after being denied credit, charged different prices online, or flagged by fraud detection. They have no idea these are automated decisions. One woman thought a human at her bank personally decided she was high risk based on her zip code.
That personalization misconception is everywhere. People think there's human judgment when it's purely algorithmic discrimination.
The media piece is equally troubling. I'm tracking how people consume AI-generated content without any awareness. Deepfakes, synthetic audio, automated journalism, it's all mixing with real content in their feeds. Give me a concrete example. Local election last month. An AI-generated video showed a candidate saying something inflammatory, completely fake, but it shaped voter opinions. When we tried to explain deepfake technology at a town hall, people literally didn't believe such technology existed. Because we've done such a poor job of public education about AI capabilities. people either think AI is magic or they think it's just simple automation. The reality that it's powerful but flawed, capable but biased, that nuance is completely missing. So how do we build that understanding? I've tried watching YouTube videos about AI, but they're either too technical or too dumbed down.
That's why we need literacy frameworks built on progressive disclosure. Start with impacts, move to concepts, then capabilities, then finally mechanics, but only if people want that level.
Walk us through that framework.
Level 1, recognition. Can you identify when AI is involved in a decision or interaction? Level 2, impact awareness. Understanding how that AI affected your outcome. Level 3, critical questioning. Why was AI used here? Who benefits? Level 4, advocacy. Knowing enough to demand better.
I've been piloting something similar at the library. We call it AI Detective Workshop. People bring in their confusing experiences, rejected applications, weird recommendations, pricing differences, and we investigate together. What do they discover? Patterns. One group realized they were all being shown different prices for the same products online. Another figured out why their resumes were being auto-rejected. The aha moments are powerful, but then comes anger. Justifiable anger. I've documented 17 different ways companies deliberately obscure their AI decision-making. Fake transparency reports, meaningless explainability features, privacy policies written to confuse. The generational aspect is crucial too. Seniors face different AI literacy challenges than teenagers, but we treat it as one size fits all. My mother-in-law fell for an AI voice scam last month. The caller sounded exactly like me, said I was in trouble, needed money. She's sharp, educated, but had no idea voice cloning existed. That's a critical point. AI literacy isn't about intelligence, it's about exposure to concepts that are being deliberately hidden.
Exactly. We need to stop framing this as individual responsibility and start demanding systemic transparency.
I'm working on model legislation requiring plain language explanations for any AI system affecting public services or consumer rights. The tech lobby is fighting it hard. What's their argument? Trade secrets, competitive advantage, too complex for average users. All smokescreens for maintaining information asymmetry. Meanwhile, the comprehension gap widens daily. My students can create deepfakes, but can't recognize them in their own feeds. They understand how to use AI, but not how it uses them. That usage versus understanding gap is everywhere. People expertly navigate recommendation algorithms while having no idea how their behavior is being tracked and profiled.
Which brings us back to critical frameworks. We can't wait for companies to explain their systems. We need to build public capacity for critical AI thinking.
What does that look like practically?
Questions everyone should ask. Who made this AI? What data trained it? Who profits from its decisions? What happens if it's wrong? Can I opt out? These aren't technical questions, they're power questions.
I tried teaching my kids those questions. My daughter responded, "But Dad, if I question every AI interaction, I'd never get anything done." She's not wrong. That's the insidious part. AI is so embedded that constant vigilance is exhausting. Which is why we need structural solutions, not just individual literacy. Default transparency, mandatory simplicity, real accountability. Luis, what success stories are you seeing from your workshops? Small victories. A group of seniors now recognizes scam calls using AI voices. Parents understand why their kids' screen time is so addictive. Job seekers learn to optimize resumes for AI screening, but these are band-aids on a systemic wound.
The real success is consciousness raising. Once people understand they're interacting with AI systems, they start questioning everything. That critical awareness is the foundation.
I'm seeing similar awakening in media literacy. Students who learn to spot AI-generated images start questioning all media more carefully. It builds general critical thinking. But we're racing against deployment speed. New AI systems launch daily while public understanding crawls forward. The gap is intentional. Every day of public confusion is profitable. Confusion enables exploitation, whether it's data harvesting, discriminatory pricing, or manipulation. So what do we tell our kids? How do I prepare my daughter for a world I don't understand?
Start with concepts, not tools. Teach pattern recognition, critical questioning, healthy skepticism. The specific AIs will change, but thinking frameworks persist.
And model curiosity over fear. When my students see me investigating AI claims rather than accepting them, they learn investigation skills. What about cultural and linguistic barriers to AI literacy? Huge challenge. AI explanations assume English fluency, Western cultural context, certain educational backgrounds. We're translating concepts, not just words.
Indigenous communities I work with have powerful frameworks for understanding relationships and power that map perfectly onto AI criticism. But those perspectives are excluded from mainstream AI literacy.
Because mainstream AI literacy is often industry designed. It teaches people to be better users, not critical thinkers. The pattern seems clear. Deliberate obfuscation meets diverse literacy needs. How do we bridge this? Community-based solutions. Peer education. Meeting people where they are with languages and concepts they understand. Libraries as literacy hubs. We're trusted, accessible, and committed to public education. But we need resources and frameworks. Parent networks, too. We're all struggling with similar questions. Pooling our confusion and discoveries helps everyone.
The key insight from our research? AI literacy can't be separated from power literacy. Understanding AI means understanding who controls it and why.
That's the shift we need, from technical literacy to critical literacy. My investigation revealed something disturbing. Companies study confusion patterns to optimize them. They know exactly how much obfuscation prevents understanding while avoiding regulation. Which is why speed matters. Every day without AI literacy is another day of exploitation. So where do we go from here? What's the path forward?
Multi-level intervention, individual workshops, community education, policy advocacy, and systemic pressure for transparency.
Practical tools people can use immediately, checklists for recognizing AI, questions to ask companies, rights to assert, and journalism that exposes obfuscation tactics. Name the companies, document the confusion, demand clarity. Support networks for parents and families navigating AI challenges together. Media literacy curriculum that treats AI as a critical component, not an add-on. The investigation reveals clear patterns. AI literacy isn't lacking by accident, it's suppressed by design. But communities are fighting back with creative solutions.
The framework is simple. Start with impact, build to understanding, demand transparency, create collective power.
Next week, we're looking at healthcare AI. What happens when life and death decisions hide behind algorithmic curtains? The literacy crisis becomes literally vital. The patterns will be similar, but stakes higher. Deliberate confusion in healthcare AI costs lives.
Which is why this work matters. AI literacy is becoming survival literacy.
Thank you all for illuminating this crisis. The path from confusion to comprehension requires all of us. Until next week, keep questioning what the machines aren't telling you.